Young adults, more alike than different. As young women progress into Relief Society and those sisters welcome them, both groups will quickly discover they have much in common. During a joint Young Women and Relief Society activity, an 18-year-old Laurel and an 81-year-old woman were asked to discuss their first dates. Both were pleasantly surprised to learn the similarities between two experiences that were decades apart. They discovered that they had more in common than they thought they did. Progressing from young women into Relief Society can often seem intimidating and, at times, even scary. As a young woman, you may find yourself asking, "Do I have anything in common with these older women? Is there a place for me in Relief Society?" The answer to those questions is a resounding yes. Like the two women in the story above, you may find you have more in common with each other than you thought. And yes, there is a place for you in Relief Society. But like all progressions in life from one stage to another, we need to work together to be successful.
Young Women by Bonnie L. Oscarson, Young Women General President. I promise you, young women, that as you make the effort to get to know the sisters in your ward, they will bless your life, and you will be a blessing to them. Jump in with both feet, and let it be known that you are ready to be an active member of one of the oldest and largest women's organizations in the world. You are an essential part of the work of salvation in the latter days, and as a covenant-keeping daughter of your Heavenly Father, you are ready to do your part in building the kingdom of God on the earth. Prepare yourself to experience something wonderful. What can 18-year-old Laurels do? As you look around the Relief Society room full of sisters of all ages, ask the question, "What can I learn from these remarkable women?" As you open your mind and your heart, you will be surprised at the friendships you will form with sisters who are older than you, but who have much to share in the way of experience and wisdom. What can young women leaders do? Your attitudes about being an active member of Relief Society can have a big influence on how the young women in your classes feel about it. You can share personal experiences that show how you have been blessed or how the lives of others have been blessed through participation in Relief Society. You should encourage and assist the 18-year-old Laurels to make the progression joyfully into Relief Society.
Relief Society by Linda K. Burton, Relief Society General President. How can you, as Relief Society sisters, help mentor new sisters to succeed in our essential part of the work of salvation? You can help them understand that they are a vital part of the sacred work in God's kingdom. Sharing the book or online link to Daughters in My Kingdom can help describe our sacred work in Relief Society. You can link arms and open your heart to young women as we prepare together for the blessing of eternal life. You can expand your circles to include young women. By so doing, you will be fulfilling Lucy Mack Smith's desire to her first Relief Society sisters. We must cherish one another, watch over one another, comfort one another, and gain instruction that we may all sit down in heaven together. What can Relief Society leaders and sisters do? Recognize that young women bring with them talents, gifts, and an eagerness to share. Make sure that as young women enter Relief Society, they have a friend to sit with. Give them opportunities to add their enthusiastic spark to Relief Society. Realize that you not only have a powerful influence on these younger sisters, but that they can be loving examples to you. If you teach Relief Society lessons, make sure to include the situations of all age groups you are teaching, not just mothers. Young women can even be given opportunities to teach Relief Society. You can try pairing younger sisters and older sisters in visiting teaching and service opportunities. You can be a blessing and help eliminate age barriers.
End of the article, More Alike Than Different, read by Natalie Moore, Charlene Stewart, and Jane Wise.